Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Wake up, Atlanta. The Stash is back. That's right. This is the Morning Shift. I'm Big Papa Squid. You know me as Squid Billy or Bo Morgan. He's the All-American. He's a national champion. He played for the Falcons. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And she gets her soft dings in whenever she can. She's the founder of Allie's Army and the first lady of Atlanta baseball. And I hear she has sources. And with one Dylon thrown in the mix, we are the only place you need to be for radio in the city of Atlanta from 6 to 9 a.m. We're the Morning Shift. Hello, Allie.
Hello, Bo. And you're right. It is a massive day in the A. Spencer Strider is going to take the mound, hopefully in bubble wrap today.
Yay.
We keep him healthy.
Yay. Just stretch really well.
Stretch. Do some yoga. And I do want to get everyone's headlines. But first, Bo, I have a question specifically for you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Have you ever had
this.
A coworker cut you off in traffic? You realize you're going to the same place.
Yeah. Oh, I know where this is going.
Do you? I'm not sure you do, Mike.
Oh, really?
Probably, yeah. I'm not sure. I cut Mike off before.
Oh, for sure.
On purpose.
Yeah. This morning, I'm turning onto 14th Street, and this big white truck just goes straight into
okay.
my lane.
Okay. No. I'm passionate about this. Glad you brought this up.
And then I saw the Alabama tag, okay. and I was like, sure enough,
I'm glad you brought
Mike
this up.
Johnson.
Okay, I'm glad you brought this
Did
up.
Did you go,
Here's the problem.
Alabama?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. That's not your lane. It's not.
No, it is.
There's two left-hand turn lanes.
Yes.
You were in the right one.
Mm-hmm.
When we turned left, did you go all the way to the right or did you go to the middle lane?
Well, but there's a different lane.
There's a turn lane. I'm not going to turn in the left-hand turn lane to get in the left-hand turn lane.
You're supposed to go in the turn lane.
No.
No. Allie,
this is going to hurt him so bad, but he's about to agree with me.
I won't. At 6:07, we're way late, by the way.
Yeah.
I want to have your back just for blanks and giggles, just to go against Mike, just to have a reason to fight with him. But you are so wrong.
This has been a topic before on the show, that exact turn lane.
And I have fought this fight. I did first time I ever was on Falcons radio. The day it was 92.9 was Dave FM. After it was Z93 and before it was 92.9, it was Dave FM. And they had the Falcons. And I worked pre and post, and I came to this building. And I fought this fight back in like 2010. I have been fighting this fight for 15 years.
It's admirable.
You are the weakest link here.
Let me explain to people what this is all about, because this has been a topic before on the show. So there's two left-handed turn lanes when you exit the interstate. Right, and you turn left onto 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn left, there are three lanes. There's a left-handed turn lane and two straight lanes.
Right.
Right, but there's not like a dotted line, really. It
no.
kind of like fades off into oblivion.
Right.
So there's, I mean, like, this happens like once a week, right, where the person in the right-handed turn lane will essentially get in the middle lane, which is the left-handed straight lane when you turn left. And it's like, dude, I'm not getting in the left-handed turn lane to get back in the left-handed turn lane. And it's been an ongoing conversation because every now and then somebody will almost take the bumper off your car or, hit you in the door.
Now, any other situation, a regular turn, you are absolutely correct.
Because you go to the closest one,
yeah,
right?
In fact, I've been pulled. When I was in out of high school, I was like a freshman in college, I actually got pulled over late at night because I turned from the left-hand turn lane and I turned into the right lane. And they used it as a moment to pull me over. It gave me a warning. And they said, oh, if you're in the left-hand turn lane, you have to turn in the left-hand lane. However, that is different because a lane is created there. And technically, your lane is that left, that middle lane, which is from the left lane to the middle lane, and you're not required because that other lane either goes straight or turns left, and if you watch the dots, which have faded, City of Atlanta could maybe dot.
I'm begging for it. Like, let's just throw it out there and see if we can make that happen.
You're guided in there, and I will not yield that, and I know Mike will not yield that either.
It's so funny. I didn't realize it was you this morning, but it's so funny because every time I'm like on alert because it happens so often.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'm hoping we can just zipper technique this thing and all kind of blend in.
Man,
you know what I mean? Like just eventually.
And I'm going to be honest. I thought when you started this that you were coming at me, and it took me. You had even said white truck, and I was like, my truck's silver. But my mind goes, but Allie turned in front of me. How did I cut her off and she still got in front of me?
Well, dang it. I really thought, I'm such a radio person. As soon as I saw the Alabama tag, I'm like, man, I'm going in with fire today.
Just freaking roll tighter.
Yeah, I'm going to say, too, I know a lot of people probably don't care about my driving opinion at this point, but I will say this. Mike and Bar, right, Allie? Yeah, I can.
Thanks, Dylan. Concurs. You Dylan didn't concurs. Have to add in. I already fell on the sword. I understand. I was
just like, okay, I'm just
it's
look.
Dead
all right,
already. It's dead.
All right. Well, now, is that your headline, Allie? For the love.
That okay. was my headline, and I was wrong.
I'm glad you came with that fire or the smoke. You had nothing. Like you just picked the wrong battle.
She didn't know this has been a burning candle for a long time.
I have been fear. I literally cuss at people before they even turn in. Like I'll look over and be like, try it.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Try it blank blank.
You just try to get a read on that person in that right handed left turn lane and you're like, is this guy gonna go to the far right lane? Probably not.
I can see
that look on his face.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
And now I know. Allie's got that look on her face.
So I actually turn wide. I actually go to the right a little bit. I actually turn into that right lane a little bit.
Just to teach him a lesson.
You spread your feathers a little bit and puff your chest out.
Off the line, I kind of turn right so they see their peripheral like, man, this guy's already in my lane. I better turn wide. That's right, because this is my lane.
All right. Well, let's get to the headlines we're supposed to be talking about today. Mike, what do you have?
It's a look-ahead day. We're going to look ahead to Spencer Strider. But obviously, the NBA conference finals start tonight, man. I'm stoked. Should be a couple good matchups.
Bo?
Yeah. Allie informed us last night she has sources, and it could mean a big day for Friday in the city of Atlanta.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Dylan?
Quadzilla? Is going to wreak havoc on the Nets tonight.
Godzilla got to get his hamstrings right.
That's true enough.
You know what I mean?
Hey, they're right now, though. They're right. Yeah, he's had plenty of time to get them right.
Complementary muscle groups. Yeah, I feel you on that.
Well, we are going to cover the NBA playoffs. We're going to look ahead on those at 6:20 coming up in the front page. But, of course, we got to talk about Spencer Strider. How excited are you guys that he's going to be pitching tonight?
Tempered. I'm tempered.
Oh, man.
Because, you worry. And, he had a good outing, his first outing. He lost, but I thought he had a pretty good outing for his first time back. High K numbers against Toronto. I remember I watched that game in the hospital with Pork Chop.
There you go.
And, but I'm tempered because, you just want him to get through it. That's a red hot, too. They have actually won three straight and four of five. If you go back to the one game they took against us, they swept the Orioles in Baltimore over the weekend. And Parker was decent against us. Wasn't good, but decent. He gave
fine.
Up four earned runs in 4 2/3, but he did strike out six. So I need Strider to give us 5 to 6 and 1 to 2 earned runs and get through the lineup a few times,
Yeah, and I think when you talk about being tempered and keeping a harness on your expectations. I don't so much think of that as today. I think of it just long term, right? I mean, like to me, this is a long term move on the overall health of your rotation, which in turn lends itself to the overall health of your bullpen. And hopefully, you can have that trickle down effect with Spencer Strider back in the fold. But you know, I don't need him to come out and try to be, you know, play hero ball tonight from the pitcher's mound. I think he can go out there, like you said, if you can get a quality start, you're off to, you know, a good spot when it comes to the rest of the season in the West of what you expect from Spencer Strider. So hopefully that's what we get. I mean, it's not, I think Bo, the tempered, I think he's kind of on the right course, but I think it's just a little bit extended for me talking about the rest of the year.
Do you think Snicker already has in his mind like a limit, a pitch limit, or how many innings he wants to send him out for?
I think if he's thrown 88 pitches through five or six and you've got like a 3-0 lead, I think he's gone. I think that it could that could be the case no matter what. I swear he threw like 100 pitches in that game against Toronto,
yeah,
or close, maybe even over, but I know it was in that range. But I think the weather comes into play, and you know what? You know, a couple of guys wanted to try to call me out the other day about my weather talk, about how, you know, I think that you will pull guys due to the weather with the heat. I think it depends on the how it feels out there, too. Look, a manager's job is to manage his players, and not just the game, but his players and their health. And you're not going to blow Strider out for a game in the middle of May.
I think there's part of the manager's job also is to protect the players from themselves in situations like this. He's had arm issues.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the arm issue was not what landed him on the IL this last time around. So, you know, maybe that's not quite as big of a thing as it would have been in his turnaround, you know, a month ago whenever he was coming off the IL. But I think that there's probably a number. I don't know if it's Snitker. Maybe it's the training staff. It's mm-hmm. like, dude, you know what? Hey, let's not push it past this, you know, this thing. So we'll see. I said it the other day. I was like, I don't even know anymore. Like, I don't even know. Hey, just Mitch Shalver, 85. Grant Holmes, 90. I don't even know what the right number is anymore.
Well, they're all built different. And AJ, you know, is still a young pitcher. Dylan told me he threw 97 in that outing in Toronto. But remember one thing about that outing? It was indoors.
Yeah.
And it was in April.
Good old-fashioned Rogers Center, if you will. We're going to roll on here on the morning shift. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. When we come back, we're going to preview some of those NBA playoff series starting off tonight. Also, a couple of Braves legends. We're getting closer to All-Star Weekend. It'll be a part of the festivities. We'll talk about that next on the front page. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 620.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
23 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. The ongoing courtroom dialogue about turning lanes continues here inside the Kia Studios. I mapped out a diagram that I thought was court-worthy. Right here on my phone. Shout out to the satellite imagery of Google Maps. And we're just making our points in here, seeing who cut who off this morning. You know what I mean? I think, here's the thing. I'm lucky that I got off the line first, because if not, I feel like I would have been cut off. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good thing it was a drag race for the old white truck, the old Denali HD, coming off the line.
Big yield, little yields to big. I mean, that's kind of unless you want to be in a hurt.
I don't know about that.
It's a proximity thing, yeah. Okay? This is the one exception.
Hey, man, just a minute. We're going to go hit the front page. We're going to talk about everything that comes along with the NBA tonight. Obviously, the Spencer Strider news, a lot of fun to keep track of. Throughout the show, a lot of NBA stuff. We're getting Steph Noe from Sporting News to talk about the NBA Conference Finals that'll be lining up. It's a cool matchup tonight. Also, it's a big day. I don't know if you guys remember this. Dylan is making his debut on Top 5 Tuesday. Ooh. And there's a little bit of angst in his eyes. I can see a little bit of, he wasn't the Cowardly Lion, was he? Because he's got that look in his eye.
Yeah,
like,
he was.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
well,
he was.
By default, he was the Cowardly Lion, but truly, he's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, he's the man pulling the strings back there.
That's right.
You feeling confident? I won't make you tease it yet, but you feeling confident about your top five? That'll come up at 7:40 and mic'd up.
I'm very confident. I think the list I've put together is not really debatable, but it's a list that everybody can relate to at the same time.
Dylan, even if you're not confident, even if people come at you, just don't back down.
No.
Treat it like this is, and I know you probably, I think you will, but just treat it like they're telling you Drake sucks, and just stand your ground.
That's actually really good advice. Yeah, standing on business today.
Yeah, I mean, well,
I love it, man. Yeah. We're stoked to have that happen at 7:40 today. Dylan making his debut, Top 5 Tuesday, and like I said, action packed show throughout the show. Make sure you stay plugged in. I want to talk a little bit before we get to the front page. I don't know if you remember much about Mike Smith as a head coach. I remember all of his, like, the one thing about the NFL head coaches that was different than Coach Saban when I got to the NFL is they were very businesslike in their approach. Their conversations were very like, it's not motivation anymore. Sometimes it was, but it's like, dude, this is a business. All right, you need to go about your business. I'm going to be very matter of fact. For example, when I was in college, Nick Saban did not talk about the names of the opponents. Like, he was just very much like, dude, hey, it's Glenn Dorsey. Yeah, you know, but I'm not going to say the name Glenn Dorsey. Like, it is what it is. We know these guys are good. We know this team is good. We know this running back is good. I don't need to say their name. Just go about your business and do what you need to do. When I got to Atlanta, Mike Smith and most NFL coaches, every NFL coach I was ever around, they go about it completely differently. It's like you get up in front of the meeting. You give a presentation about referees. You give a presentation about war daddies or whatever you call them. You're facing off that week. Hey, man, Julius Peppers this week. Might want to keep track of him. Julius Peppers, pretty good against us. Might want to keep track of him. And then you would also break down the schedule, right? You would go quarterly with the schedule. Hey, we need to win all of our home games, and we need to win half of our away games. That's the way we need to go about. We're not going undefeated. It's very matter of fact for Mike Smith. But Mike Smith did a good job breaking schedules down into quarters, right? You played quarters of schedule, 4 games at a time. Here's this sector of the schedule. How can we do in this sector? So started looking at the Atlanta Falcons schedule in that way. We talked about the other day the toughest back-to-back games on the schedule, and obviously you look at San Fran and Buffalo. I think everybody kind of points to that as saying, man, that's going to be tough, 2 primetime games back-to-back. My question for you, though, is there a quarter? Like, if you were Mike Smith, you were standing in front of the team and you were going, hey, this is going to be a tough quarter for us. This is one that's going to make or break our season. This quarter right here is, hey, this 4-game stretch, right? If you're talking 1 through 4, and of course now it's 17 games, so it's not quite the same, but obviously you can kind of break it down into quarters. Is there a 4-game stretch or a quadrant of this schedule that you think kind of stands out to you?
Yeah. And it's kind of the new quarter. You know, it's going to be a 5-game stretch for me.
Okay.
Because it does. You come and look. You could actually say that the actual first 4 games are tough. Where you open against Tampa at home, then play Minnesota and on a Sunday night.
Important to get off to a good start. Start hot.
Yeah, in Minnesota and at Carolina, and then you could say home against Dan Quinn's Washington team. But to me, it's coming off a bye, play Buffalo at home on a Monday night, then you're in San Francisco on a short week on a Sunday night, and you come home, which in reality, it'll be kind of a short week again because you got because of the travel. Because
you're getting back at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. that Monday morning.
And you play the Dolphins on a 1 o'clock Sunday, and then you travel to New England, and then you come home, and then you go back on the road to Berlin against Indianapolis. Now, you could say, well, New England and Indianapolis, those teams suck. They're going to suck. Well, you don't know, for one. And I saw a graphic yesterday. NFL Network had teams with the easiest winning schedule, or the easiest schedule, so to speak, which is a garbage
quote,
stat
unquote.
Anyways.
Yes.
And all those teams didn't do very good. And the ones that even made the playoffs lost early in the playoffs. So, anyways, that's a brutal travel stretch. That's a 5-game stretch where you have 2 home games and you're the furthest distance you can be on your schedule from where you're going to play. You go the furthest west, you go the furthest north, and you go the furthest northeast.
Out of the country.
That you could go. Yeah, out of the country that you could go. That is out there, other than maybe Brazil.
Let me ask this before we go to the front page. If you go 3-2 in that stretch, you're going to the playoffs. Right? You go 3-2 in that stretch, you're a playoff team.
And I mean, find me the 3.
Buffalo, San Fran, Miami, New England, Indianapolis. I think you could realistically, obviously, probably start that stretch 0-3. But Miami is kind of one of those that could go either way. But if you can beat New England, beat Indianapolis and Berlin, then all of a sudden you're looking at 3-2. Yeah. I feel like you feel pretty good about it.
What Miami shows up as far as health.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. All right, let's go on the front page. Yep, conference finals start tonight, Allie. I'm be honest, I am more glued to the TV for this version of the NBA playoffs than I've been in a long time.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. The Indiana Pacers and New York Knicks are our matchup in the Eastern Conference Finals, while the Oklahoma City Thunder and Minnesota Timberwolves, they're set to battle in the West. Now, the Knicks are the most recent title winners of this bunch. They took home the title in 1972-73 season. The other 3 franchises have never won an NBA title. Tomorrow night, Pacers play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Cheapest ticket to get in is over $600 and climbing. Tonight, though, we have the Wolves and Thunder kicking things off. The Wolves did manage a 2-2 split with Oklahoma City during the regular season. So, any predictions on how tonight's going to go, guys?
Nobody knows. I mean, it's in OKC. Are the Thunder a little bit tired after having to go 7 games? Or is the rest a detriment for the Timberwolves, right? We've seen that happen, too. We've seen teams that played 7 games come out hot. Like, in fact, the series that the Thunder just got through with, they lost game 1 to a team that was kind of, we thought would be fatigued. Alex Caruso is the bench player in this series that could be the difference. OKC guard. Dude has been 2 points a game better, almost an assist better, and his playoff run so far. He's been their core bench guy. So he's kind of the guy that the Timberwolves have to find someone to step up the way Alex Caruso has stepped up for OKC, and if he can continue to step up in another series.
And for the Timberwolves, I think that guy, Bo, is actually going to be Jaden McDaniels. He is kind of going to be tasked, I think, to play that Alex Caruso type role. 3-and-D guy. Now, while Anthony Edwards and SGA, I think, are going to guard each other at times during this series, they're not going to guard each other the entire game. Jaden McDaniels is going to be a guy for the Timberwolves, I think, is going to be tasked, for the most part, guarding SGA. And on the flip side, I think Caruso, to your point, is going to be that guy that's tasked with guarding Ant-Man for most of the series. So those are going to be two guys that are going to be big time on defense and going to be asked to knock down some threes here and there. Caruso's an energy guy too, obviously, can get fast break steals. I think he's a he's kind of, when you talk about him maybe in Atlanta Hawks terms, he's kind of the Thunder's version of Dyson Daniels a little bit. Not necessarily, he doesn't obviously get as many steals as Dyson Daniels. Nobody mm-hmm. does. But he's kind of that guy for OKC. So I'm very interested to see this series. I don't think OKC will be fatigued just because how young they are. Now, they did have to go a seven-game series, and, you know, obviously everybody's tired at this point. But I think OKC, legs-wise, will be fine. I am interested to see, to your point, Bo, though, how much of a rhythm or lack thereof the Timberwolves have because of their rest. So that'll be a big key tonight.
Yeah, we'll be talking NBA playoffs throughout the show. We got Steph No coming up at 8:40 today to kind of preview some of those matchups the next couple of days. Oklahoma City Thunder, heavily favored in this out of the four final teams, minus 180. Okay, so some more All-Stars. It's starting to feel like All-Star festivities are around the corner. Some big names coming out in the news yesterday, Allie.
Yep, our beloved Chipper Jones and Marquise Grissom will be managers for the All-Star Futures game on July 12th at Truist. Of course, this is where they feature players from the minor league teams, the future All-Stars. Chipper is going to head the National League team, and Marquise will have the American League team.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, Tim Hudson obviously being a part of that, Nick Markakis, Peter Moylan, some guys that we have grown to know and love around the city of Atlanta, and obviously a couple legends there at the helm for the Futures game.
Yeah, I like seeing it. It's cool seeing the Braves guys kind of like, you know, represented
at the
finally.
Forefront.
Finally, we were robbed a few years ago.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, we were robbed. And now, a few years later, we kind of get to see it.
Yeah. I'm pretty stoked about it, man. It just feels like that All-Star energy is starting to amp up. The All-Star game was. That was like a staple in my home growing mm-hmm. up. Like, it was appointment television to sit down, watch the Futures game, watch the Home Run Derby, watch the actual All-Star game. I can still remember when they were doing it at, like, Camden Yards and a couple other places right there at the end of the 90s and early 2000s. I remember the one, was it Sammy Sosa at Turner Field, like, right around the year 2000, hitting, like, 520-foot bombs. Of course, his bat was probably corked, if we're being honest about it. But anyways, I was a big Sammy Sosa fan back in the day, so... We'll see what happens with that, man. It ought to be an eventful weekend that's coming up just around the corner. All right, we're going to roll on here on the morning shift. We come back. Conspiracy theories abound in the NBA mm-hmm. around the NBA draft lottery. You'll hear what one NBA Hall of Famer had to say about his selection. And also, we're going to hit Allie's Mac Drop.
Yep, my husband would be in big trouble if he were married to anyone except me.
Yikes! That's coming up next on the morning shift, Sports Radio 99.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Again, Allie taught me there was a color called mauve this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm rocking the knockoff Stanley. Don't tell anybody, my wife, knockoff gear. But the knockoff Stanley this morning for my wife. I went in the drawer and got this thing. I'm like, hey, what color is this? Thinking, you know, it's outlandish pink. She's like, it's mauve. Like, I don't even know what that is.
It's very dainty, and everybody is making a comment that walks by you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It just is what it is. I didn't have any water bottles in the fridge. Didn't feel like stopping at the gas station because I'd probably get 4 more things when I stop. So here it is, a mauve, simple modern cup.
Yeah, it looks like a skinny Easter mug.
Yeah.
That's so true. Those pastels.
It's so much easier to drink out of a straw, too. Like, you know, like my water consumption when I have a straw is so much higher than just a water bottle. I don't know what it is.
That's why you're not supposed to drink booze with a straw.
Is that what it is?
Oh, you know what? By the way.
Ding.
Just, this is how my brain works. Somebody also said that they thought I was ADHD this weekend, which I was like, I don't know if whether to be offended or to laugh. But
interesting.
We had one of those drinks you were talking about. They made the shots.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they made the shots, right? And the cart girl Bailey was like, "I got shots." And what was it? Is it hydration or something like that?
No, I can't remember what the name was.
Refresher or
yeah, I can't remember what the name was.
With a splash of Sprite.
Yeah,
it's got the
blue Powerade.
Yeah. And so she had this shot for him, and she's like, "Yeah, I think I'm going to put this on the cart for the summer."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh yeah," I was like, "I'll do a shot, but don't want a big boy." And so I was like, "This will blank you up," and like. The guys we were playing with Sunday, one of which is in the Army, and he was like, and so my partner Carter was like, I've never heard anyone say the Gatorade Powerade thing but you, talking to me, and about how it hits you quicker.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, it's real. And both of the dudes were playing with like,
yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah,
real.
Man. It's real.
Yeah.
Like, trust. And then he just kind of sat there and looked at me. I was like, what?
That's,
you got to say no.
Kind of like Allie saying I cut her off this morning. She's like, hey, you don't know where this is going. And then she tried to take me to task, and Bo, as much as it hurt Bo, he had to have my back. We need to. I'm gonna tweet that picture of the satellite image of those turn lanes just to see, just to crowdsource.
Allie already did.
Did she?
It's already
some
out.
Okay, it's out
there. Yeah.
At 9:29 morning shift.
And okay, I there realized you go. I was wrong with my traffic. I really thought I was coming with something this morning. I was like, yes, I'm gonna call Mike out.
Yes,
it's gonna be awesome.
Yes.
And apparently I was wrong in this one circumstance.
Okay. Well, look, there's a couple of conspiracies surrounding traffic. There's also some surrounding the draft lottery here recently. I want to give a hat tip to Ashley Neville. Shaquille O'Neal sat down with her, and they just started talking about this conspiracy around the draft lottery.
I don't know if you heard this story, but in 1992, I think the draft was in June or something, I meet Mr. Stern in March, and he says to me, hey, no, you are. Can't wait for you to come to the NBA. Then he pulls me to the side. You want to play where it's cold or where it's hot?
No.
He asked me that. Yeah, he did. He asked me that, and I was like, hot. And he smiled, and I smiled. And then a couple of days later, they had the draft thing and, you know, the top three things. And then Minnesota was number 3. I was like, and then Charlotte was number 2. And then Orlando, Florida was number 1. I was like, I didn't think anything about it. But, you know, you hear a lot of these conspiracy theories. And, you know, there's a lot of situations that could make these things sound good
right,
and sound
that's
true.
Enough.
Like,
that's
okay.
Enough, Shaq. That's enough. I'm just scratching the chin a little bit. That's interesting. All right, so this also comes on the heels, and obviously we know what they're talking about. They're talking about Dallas Mavericks landing number 1 pick after the craziness that surrounded the Luka Doncic trade from this past year, and they land the number 1 pick, which really ended well for Nico Harrison. LeBron was on Pat McAfee last week, and he was kind of asked around the conspiracy theory. Here's what LeBron had to say.
Listen, man, during the ball drop, you know, during the lottery drop, Cleveland got the number 1 pick. That's the, I just don't think that was.
Yeah.
Just,
whoa, what are you? What are you saying? Don't you think?
Wemby with the Spurs.
Oh,
yeah, that like, was a coincidence.
Oh, my God.
Let's keep
LeBron home. You know what? Patrick Ewing to the Knicks. You know, Derrick Rose to the Bulls.
Look,
First off, he's the wrong person to be talking about conspiracy theories with some of the gifts that that franchise has been given, some of the trades, not just, but the teams that he's been on being allowed to do things.
Well, I think he's the perfect person because he's been in the middle of half of them.
That's why I'm saying he shouldn't be talking because he's benefited from all of them.
Unearth the truth here.
Yeah, he's benefited from a lot.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting, too, because the first thing and look, I think we all know how we feel about how the Falcons are treated by the NFL. Mm-hmm. So, we're like, oh, man, the Falcons, of course they're not getting a bye week after Berlin. You know, it's the Falcons. They just come, the NFL. But then, my initial reaction was, no, man, it's not rigged. Why would the Hawks have gotten the number one pick last year? And I started thinking about it, and every NBA draft analyst of all time has been like, that was the worst draft in the history of the NBA. And I'm like, now it makes sense, man. You know what? If you were going to really rig things and you didn't want to make it seem too suspicious, let's go ahead and let's throw the Hawks a bone. Let's throw them up there at the top when it's the worst draft in NBA. Well, and shout out to Zachary Rizache. He's been great. He's been fine. We all expect him to be a great player, but he's not Wimby, and he's not, Cooper Flagg.
But see, now, yes, it's easy to – I'm a conspiracy theorist in some ways, so I can buy into it, but – I mean, the Knicks haven't really been relevant since 2000, and that's one of the storied franchises in the league's mind and in the media's mind. So I would rather LeBron be in New York. I mean, what would be better, LeBron in New York, the center? I'm gonna put him in Cleveland in a mid market. And I get the thought, but no, I'd put him there. Now LeBron leaves Cleveland. And then the next year they have the first overall pick, right? So that kind of plays into that plays into it. I also think it's such a big conspiracy that it can't be one, right?
This is too obvious.
That's too obvious. That's in an era where we're seeing conspiracies be proven left and right in every which way. That one to me is just but I already have a contrived opinion of the NBA and the way they do things. They have operated on we've seen them block trades to hurt Kobe.
That's a good point.
So I'm already a little bit jaded with them as a league.
Yeah, I do think LeBron and Shaq are maybe just fueling the fire a little bit. Because
personally,
they're such big stars, they're not going to face repercussions for what they say, but they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're going to get some headlines. Shaq is a very, very smart guy.
Yeah, Shaq's like, yeah, let's go ahead and poke the bear here.
Yeah, exactly.
And they did a good job with both those interviews, man. I thought it came off as like, you know what, we're superstars, but we're men of the people as well. We see what's going on here. I'm a little bit worried about this.
The NBA doesn't care what you say unless you say something bad about one of their business partners.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You go all the way back to a few years ago when was the GM of the Rockets. Now Daryl Morey said something about China, and they're like, oh, whoa, you're fine. We do business there. But, anything else is, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, it's funny because you see those little inklings coming out from these guys. Told ya. But, I think everybody kind of had the same reaction when Dallas. It's like, what are the odds of Dallas pulling off? And there was the odds out there. But it also deal with this because it's not televised, right? It's like, oh, we're in a private room. We got Ernst & Young back here just to make sure. Okay, a corporation can't take they can't go anywhere but truth and honesty.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, that's the way to do it instead of just putting it on television like they do every single other thing that they go about. So, yeah, it's interesting to kind of keep track of that. I love I love the tongue-in-cheek opinions from LeBron and Shaq. Allie, are you ready to out Grant here? Because I'm nervous for him.
I am. Yeah, Dylan? Yeah, like I mentioned, my husband would be in big trouble if you're married to anyone except me today.
Yes, yes. I think we all of us men feel like that. Being married, but I know that that's probably even more true for him and definitely for Bo. So, yeah.
Well, chatting with Sandra yesterday after our show before the steakhouse, she loves country music. I love country music. And we realized in our chat that we're both going to Keith Urban and we need to meet up. She's going with Larry. I'm going with Grant.
Yeah.
And if you're a new listener or Dots just haven't connected, my husband is Grant McCauley, your Braves insider right here on 92.9.
Wait, there's two bald guys about to meet. Hang out.
I was going to say, man, rubbing noggins.
So I've had these Keith Urban tickets basically since they went on sale. It's a double date night. Our friends Ashley and Jordan are going with us. And yesterday I'm talking to Grant. I'm going through the schedule for the week. I'm like, okay, tomorrow's lunch with mom. And then Thursday we've got the dogs grooming. And then, Friday I talked to Sandra. She wants to meet up at Keith Urban. And Grant smirked. The little Grant McCauley smirked.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, no. Friday.
Oh.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Guys, do you see where I'm going with this? Do you know what's happening Friday?
I know what I think's happening Friday.
What we all think is happening Friday?
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna.
Raj,
Jr.
I'm calling him. Raj. Raj, Mr. Ronald.
Making his grand return to the Braves on Friday.
It's like, Keith Urban, Ronald Acuna. Keith Urban, Ronald Acuna.
Well,
Keith Urban, Ronald Acuna.
Only been waiting for this for over a year, right? Yeah. For him to come back. So
that's what you call lemony snickets.
Here's the thing, though, is like, I know who I married, and I am not upset whatsoever.
No.
If Ronald is reinstated, I'm going to be calling one of my sisters.
No.
Hold
do not let him off the hook.
No, hold Grant speak of fire.
No.
He can DVR the game.
Yeah.
And watch it when he gets home.
You can watch the press conference on the YouTube.
Those precious minutes with his beloved wife are way more important.
This is not where I saw this going at all. I was going to ask you guys if your wives have any like backup dates when you can't make things. Because I know you've been in the same situation at times.
We were almost in this situation with Zach Bryan last year. So remember, Zach Bryan came in August, and Amy bought tickets almost a year in advance. Like, she bought them like that September or October, and I straight up told her. She goes, hey, next August. And I said, just so you know, that could be a preseason game. And if that concert is happening on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, because we went that Saturday, I go, we're going to be on the road. So we could have a Saturday game. I said, now if we have a Friday game, and we went through it, and then when the preseason schedule came out, we were like, okay, I can make it. And she did have, but then again, remember the year before? It took me like 24 hours almost to get home from Miami because of the weather.
Stuck.
So We did have a backup plan, but that's a little bit different because I'm the only one that does what I do for Falcons Radio. And Grant would be covering it not as like that specific role, right? He would just be covering it as a media member.
Ooh.
So he could technically miss it.
Ooh, I don't like the way you worded that.
Yeah. No, I don't like that either.
I don't like the way you worded that. Grant's the only one that can do what he does for this radio station.
For this radio station, but he could technically do it from afar. I have to be in person.
See, I don't know if I'm going that far with it. Here's what I will say. My wife knows and picks and chooses wisely who she's going to concerts with, and I know when I'm, like, outgunned. You know what I mean? Like, if it's not my thing and I probably didn't buy tickets to it, I will buy her tickets with the caveat of, like, hey, go ahead and take a friend to this one.
Yeah.
She's like my wife has this obsession with the lead singer from Citizen Cope. He does his little acoustic deal and goes to places like The Loft and everything, and he'll play a little. And I'm like, dude, I went one time with her, and, like, it's just not my thing. So, like, she knows, like, Mike's probably going to sit down.
Not
that he's not going to enjoy the music, but she's going to get up and dance.
Right.
And if she wants to have a good time, she'll probably take a friend that's going to get up and dance with her with, Clarence or whatever his name is.
Who's Citizen Cope? I've never heard of them.
Well, it's a band, and the lead singer's name is Clarence, and he looks a little bit like a transient, if you will. You know, like he hasn't showered in a couple days, and I don't know why that's her vibe, but I don't know.
Oh, they got a lot of long hair and, like, flip-flops. You know,
probably got, like, matted hair.
Man bun, all that good stuff.
It's like the whole thing. I don't even know what's your deal with this guy. Like, should I be offended that that's her type? You know what I mean? Like,
No. I don't think it is. I think
he's
that's
one of those guys that just kind of sways back and forth when he sings. He's like, whoa. The guy doesn't look anything like me.
That's probably one of those that's so different from her type that she's oddly attracted to it. It's like the one-off.
I hope that's what it is. I hope that's what it is. But, because if that's her type, I'm in trouble in the long term. You know what I mean?
You better stop just washing and start growing your hair. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what his last name is.
Start using natural deodorant. We'll see how that works.
Oh, gross.
His name's Clarence something. I'm like, that guy definitely slept on a bench last night. Anyways, man, when we come back, good stuff. Oh, man. Good luck to you, Grant.
He's not in trouble.
I'm. I don't know. I'm disappointed.
You should go to the concert.
This is twice in an hour.
You should go to the concert.
You've disappointed me, Al.
Anyways, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about the new College Sports Commission in NCAA. Why two teams from the SEC may be in danger of getting kicked out. You don't want to miss this next segment coming up at the top of the hour. Stick with us on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.